there are over 250 mentions of angels in the Bible, and our text is perhaps the most familiar to everyone. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Again. It's Christmas. I heard someone say, "Oh no, Happy New Year." But luckily for us in the church, we understand that Christmas begins on the 25th, if you can believe that. We think it ends there, right? Most people think it ends there. It begins on the 25th, and when does it end? This is going to be a lot of questions to you and answers expected back. January 5th is, how many days of Christmas is that? 12. And how do we know that? On the first day of Christmas. Should I sing the whole thing just so we all... I used to be able to sing the 12th verse from memory, but I'm not going to do that this morning because I'm going to sing some other stuff in a minute. But nevertheless, we are in the middle of Christmas, and that's kind of cool because we get to see all the decorations, and we get to sing the songs, and we get to enjoy Christmas without all of that. I have to buy presents, I have to wrap presents, I have to entertain relatives, I have to cook, I have to clean up, I have to entertain relatives, I have to cook, I have to clean up, I have to entertain relatives, I have to cook, I have to clean up, and then I have to clean up. That's what we did. We loved it all, but still, it's nice. And I was looking at your trees. Do any of these trees have lights? Were they ever lit or no? Sometimes? Are there lights on them? If anyone would like to go and plug the trees in, just so that we don't get a little bit complacent. Now, see, if I, in my old congregation at Gilmore Park, Carrie's not here anymore, but she'd remember that sometimes I'd stop people in the middle of a song at the beginning or whatever, or I'd stop them in the middle of the call to worship. And I was tempted to stop you all during that. How does that go? Something about glory to God? Glory to God in the highest is what I saw out here instead of, right? Anyway, so I thought I'd perk you all up by coming down. I'm not going to make you sing that again. It's okay. Christmas is ongoing. Christmas in the secular world is over. The text that we read, very, very familiar. Now, before I start, I'm going to go walk back up here, get the glass of water I had, bring it down here. Because if I start singing, I won't be able to talk anymore. Don't sprain my ankle. Right. Text is so familiar, I thought you might be a bit bored with it. Because I get a bit bored with it after 35 years of preaching. I know it all off by heart. One of those fantastical kind of stories in the Bible. So I thought instead it might be fun if I preached a sermon on a song, a Christmas song, and you'll help me. How's that? And you'll help me. You guys look so thrilled. This is so great. tough crowd today. Okay, I want you to put your hand up. Don't worry, I won't call on anyone individually. I don't ever do that. But put your hand up if you know the song, The Little Drummer Boy. Oh, good. Okay, at least this half have heard of that song. So you're going to have to help, you're going to help me sing it and remember the words, okay? So we're going to do that, and I thought I would just take this song and kind of break it down a bit like I do with scripture, you know, and see whether it has some meaning for us of some kind or not, and see what we can do with it. But I am going to ask you some questions throughout, and so shout out any answers that you might have, and try to stay awake by breathing short little breaths. Okay, so I'll just sing a bit, and then you sing the other part so that I don't forget, okay? No, I don't, that's okay. I don't need you. I don't know what key I'm starting in, but it doesn't matter. Low down. They told me. Aha, some people over here know it too. All right, yeah, that's great. Okay, next bit. Our newborn king to see. Rump-a-pum-pum. Am I in a weird key? Well, is it the real? I was only off by like a semitone. I'm going to forget though in between. So, you know, it's okay. How about that though? That, well, I already like it, right? Do you already like it as a Christian? Come, they told me, our newborn king to see. Come to Christ. Come to Jesus. It sounds good so far. I can accept this song as something that has great meaning for us. Let's carry on. Our finest gifts we bring to lay before the King. So to honor him when we come. Great. Okay, now there needs to be trumpets and stuff, right? But that's okay, because we got that verse, and the whole verse is just lovely. Just love as a Christian, and it's Christmas Sunday today, and here we are looking at this, listening to this beautiful song, Come, Our Finest Gifts We Bring to Lay Before the King. So to honor him when we come. Beautiful. Beautiful. I like it so far. How about you? Okay. Do you know the second verse? Okay. Let's switch your route. Okay. Ha 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 ha. No, someone says. I'll help you out. Okay. You need to help me out, though. Baby Jesus. Baby Jesus. Pa rum pa pum pum. I am a poor boy too, pa rum pa pum pum. Have no gifts to bring, pa rum pa pum pum. To give our king, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. Okay, let's stop there for a sec. That was beautiful. You've woken up. You got a beautiful sound coming out. I have a dry throat and, you know, not much sound coming out. But it's that winter cold all the time. So now we start to see a picture of this song. Let's say it's the song. Right, or the person in the song, okay, is a child, a poor boy, too. No gifts to bring, not that are fit to give a king, anyway. I've been watching that series on Netflix, The Crown. Anybody else binge watching that? Yeah, don't tell me what happens. although I know she lives, but... it's all about Queen Elizabeth, for those of you who don't know. And And I just think, if I were to go to Buckingham Palace and were expected to bring a gift to the Queen, even now, I don't have anything to bring. Like, what would I on earth bring that would be fit for her? Sorry? Bake something, yeah. So here's this poor boy. I am a poor boy too. Now we're starting to get a window into this song. No gifts to bring that's fit to give a king. Okay. Shall I play for you? Okay. That's now, here we go. I keep looking at them because they're singing more, but here we go. Shall I play for you? Well, there's a gift. It's a spiritual gift. It's a talent, a skill, if you will. Can I play something for you, little newborn baby in a manger there with mom and with Mary, Joseph, shepherds around? Shall I play for you? And the next line is, shall I play for you, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum? On my drum. Wait, what? Wait a minute. What? Playing the drum? I don't think so. I'm just saying, my daughter had a baby a couple of months ago. She doesn't want anyone playing the drum for her. I promise you, Mary probably just got that baby asleep. And now this child is in there saying, oh, I don't have anything to bring, but shall I play for you? And they're thinking, how nice, I hope you have a flute or a harp, something like that. You know, the next kid had bagpipes, so, you know, it might not be quite as bad, but still, a drum on my drum. This story is getting ridiculous now, don't you think? Ridiculous. Started out really nice, but now it's ridiculous. The next line is perhaps the one of the two or three most ridiculous. Mary nodded. Why? And who thought they could write this song? And we wouldn't just laugh at it and go, why would she not? She would be like, thank you, dear. But no. Then it's so unbelievable now. Now it's just like, oh, this is a fairy story or something. The ox and lamb kept time. Now, how did that happen? You ever think about that? An ox. First of all, I didn't know there was an ox in there. Have you seen an ox? My grandpa used to have cattle, and in one big field, on our way to the swimming hole, were a pair of oxen. And I was a small child, I guess, but still, they were huge, gentle creatures, rather. Never harmed anyone or anything, but absolutely huge. I don't know how an ox would keep time, other than maybe like a hoof on the ground, you know, kind of like that. And lamb, ox and a lamb. I don't know what the lamb's doing, bah, so maybe it's like, bah, bah, five, six, seven, eight, go little drummer boy. Yeah, it's getting crazy, isn't it? It's ridiculous. It's this, yeah. And then, where am I now? I played my drum for him, pa rum pa pum pum. I played my best for him, pa rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum, rum pa pum pum. Then he smiled at me, pa rum pa pum pum, me and my drum. One day old, and that's a bit strange, don't you think? So as we go through this song, you can see much beloved song, a fairly new song, I say, that's almost 60 years of age. I think this song came out when I was a child or something. It's not that old. It's not a hymn. But nevertheless, absolutely ridiculous. What a ridiculous story. I don't know why anyone would even give it any kind of, well, we know, don't we, as people in the church? It must have been a story with symbolic meaning, with a deeper meaning. Not the real thing. What kind of symbolism do you think is in this story? Probably no wrong answers. Giving a gift of sharing your talent for the Lord. Yes. Yes. Mary's grace in accepting the talent. Yeah, we don't think a lot about Mary in the Protestant church, but yeah. Yeah. We're never too poor to give a gift. Yeah, yeah. Anything else? I got a little list here. You're doing well. The gift of self may be all that it is, right? I mean, I can't play the drum. I don't know about you, or the harp, or the flute. And you all know I can't sing very well. So, yeah. A metaphor for the beating of the heart. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think there's something about the songwriter feeling that heartbeat, if you will, yeah? And composing this song, yeah. Beating of the, can you say more about that? Because that's so interesting. Giving our heart to him, yeah, yeah. Maybe the baby felt like a heartbeat. Like the drum was like a heartbeat. Yeah, maybe he played the drum really quietly. Here I am making fun of them. And what about the smiling? Anybody got any ideas about that? Yeah, Christ accepts every gift with gratitude and openness. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. When we come to him, we give our heart. Right? So the songwriter might have actually been a theologian of sorts and not just writing a silly song that no one could really take for, you know, seriously. But you know, it reminds me of another story, and I hope I can remember it all. But excuse me if I flip back and forth with King James language. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for unto you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior. It's Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign or a symbol to you. Go into Bethlehem, and you will find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there were with the angel a whole multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill." Some might say that's a crazy story that nobody could believe, but not to us.